People are happy, Martin. That's what it means. It's such a beautiful morning today, actually, Martin. I've been perfectly happy, popping in coffee lines. I've been letting people merge in front of me in traffic. Actually, yesterday, I drove around a car park at Westfield for half an hour and just let people take the park in front of me.
Graham, it was one of those games, wasn't it? It was always going to be one of those games against the Stormers. We were worried about that game, and we've been talking about this all week.
We have seen so many Hurricanes games like that over the years, haven't we? Where we've gone in knowing that we're going to get outdone in the set pieces against the side that's going to try and get all their points rolling more. But we had faith in just chucking around, and we kept on doing that. And in the second half, I think we were the dominant side.
We've been giving it to you the last few weeks, mate. Here you go. This is your chance. The spotlight's on. The stage is yours, Chunder.
That's better. That's our team turned up. They were intense, and they were just moving forward. And then, you know, that was a lot better. Unexpected.
Callum, give me that thing again. In South Island rugby strong.
Hey, first things first. Can you tell Hayden to stop texting me to score, please?
It's his only moment of glory, mate.
Oh, look, I mean, the one thing the Highlanders have become very good at, Martin, this season, is making bad teams look good. Those games are called coach killers, and for us fans, and for me, they're called sky cancellers.
Mike, I have to tell you that don't expect any empathy from any of the other rotten sods, mate. They're all sticking it.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess that's fair. I mean, you know, it's been such a wonderful run. Was it 20 wins?
So repeat after me. When South Island rugby's strong... Oh, that's right.
There's just no mercy here at all, is there? That's shocking.